100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the 100 word stories. The topic for this week was laps. We got a bunch of great stories in this week from y'all, and I want to share them with you. So let's go ahead and get right to it, all right? Here we go.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called The Space Between. From the doctor's point of view, Maureen lapsed into a coma. From Maureen's point of view, she suddenly appeared in the happiest place she had ever known. A deep sense of rightness directed her to a bright, bobbling sphere in the center of her vision. As she approached, the sphere receded. Breaking into a full-out run, the sphere suddenly appeared directly in back of her. This went on for some time. This cat and mouse didn't bother Maureen. It was more a game of tag. What if I just stand still? She mused. The sphere approached, surrounded, then everything went black. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Nobody can maintain an illusion permanently. Sometime they're bound to lapse back into their true character, revealing themselves as they really are. Happens to us all. This is why you find me skipping gaily through a spring meadow, stopping to smell the blossoms, laughing at the newborn lambs as they gambol and frolic, full of the joys of life. And later, I'll join some friends for an impromptu picnic by a babbling brook. Yeah, right. I shudder at the thought and attend to sharpening my knives, whilst you hang, bloody and whimpering, in the corner, awaiting your sordid fate.
Hi, this is Dave, better known as Jaded Dave on the internets. Also, I am co-host for the Jed and Dave Show. And this is my story for the prompt, Lapse. I was lonelier than a heavy metal tuba player. I had to get out of the friend zone and to the erogenous zone, and quick. I scooted closer as we Netflixed. Then a fellatio scene developed on the screen. So I stole a play from the Clinton playbook and gave a playful nudge and a knowing head nod to the TV, my two hands gesturing to my crotch. My simple daring stunt could only pay copious amounts of dividends, right? It didn't. I figured, what could I lose? Apparently just my dignity.
Hello, everyone. Hope you had a great week. And here's my story. Who was that man? Everyone wondered. He wore a long coat and pulled around a big box with wheels. The box had a small window, and the kids tried to look inside. That made him mad. Who was that man? Everyone thought. One day, he walked into the water, small waves splashing on his ankles. He stood there for a long time. the box left unattended on the sand. Then something happened. The lid of the box opened, but no one saw anything. However, when she reached the water, she appeared. She smiled and swam away. Who was that man? And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of some other stuff. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 721 with a prompt of lapse. So here's my story. Bilbert's mother pulled out of the McDonald's drive-thru. The Ferrari pulled behind them from the curb and followed. As they got close to their home, Bilbert said, "I think someone's following us. Can you take a couple of laps around the block?" Continuing past their driveway, his mother asked, "Why would someone be following us?" "Well, Marissa saw me fly away from the school, and she said she wants me to take her for a flight."
"You flew away from the school? Did you have a lapse of reason?" she asked.
Bilbert sighed.
"It's girls, Mom. They make me crazy."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and no dodgy, awful puns this week, just a story on the topic lapse, and it's called Lapse. Sitting amongst the smouldering wreckage of my restaurant, I experienced a sudden moment of clarity. This was not, as the insurers had concluded, the result of a lapse in following fire precautions, and therefore the only excuse they needed not to pay out. Neither was it an unfortunate memory lapse in testing for flat batteries in the smoke detectors. This was totally my fault. It was me who thought I could outsmart the mob. Me who purposely let the protection money payments lapse. Me that had brought this appalling retribution upon myself. A tiny lapse of judgment. That's all. And that's all for today, so until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It took 30 years for Dan Fisk to get his movie done. The locations were all gone, bulldozed and turned into malls, parking lots, and condos. All of the actors he'd cast were now either dead or too old to play their parts, and de-aging technology can only do so much. The female lead couldn't perform gymnastics like she did in her prime at the Tokyo Games, let alone coach someone from that wheelchair. So he wrote a book about his agonizing, frustrating wait. It was a bestseller. Dan sold the movie rights. Let someone else wait 30 years, right?
Any more? No? Okay. And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of lapse. I hope you enjoyed the stories from this week. You can read the text of the stories at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and you can also get links to everybody's site, the ones that they gave to me. And you can find out the topic for next week, Although, okay, I'll tell it to you. It's Hot Potato. Go to the website for all sorts of things. Archives, there'll be a story tomorrow. You know, I do these one a day. You may have noticed the URL. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.